Something strange is happening to the weather. If you believe the mainstream media, it's because of climate change. And any talk of weather manipulation or cloud seeding is nothing but a right-wing conspiracy theory. But how true is that? What I'm about to show you proves everything. You see, I'm about to show you a video I made all the way back in November of 2016. I took it off my channel because, well, frankly, it's pretty amateur and the voiceover is pretty terrible. However, given the current events that are taking place right now involving weather, I think it's very important and you should definitely see this. I thought it was more fitting to show you the original video I made back then rather than make a new one because it just shows how long they've been doing this. You can look in the description for a link to this exact website.
The Jordanian government has collaborated with German rainfall technology company WeatherTech. The company has built four cloud ionization towers in Jordan to emit ions into the atmosphere to encourage rainfall. Between May and July, the company induced rainfall five times, and this could almost double by the end of the year. The technology relies on several factors such as humidity and wind to work properly. And experts believe, under the right conditions, rainfall could fully be restored in Jordan.
So there you have it, right out of the horse's mouth. They can, and do, control the weather. Now think about this for a second. If this is what they are openly advertising, what do you think they have tucked away, hidden from the prying eyes of the public? Take this technology and combine it with CERN, HARP, AI, and the new quantum computing network, and what you have is a complete control over the Earth. What they are trying to do is usurp the authority of God by claiming this new Earth, the one they created, is not His creation anymore. It was hijacked and modified and turned into something else. After watching this clip, it made me curious. Who is this WeatherTech and what are they actually doing? So I went to their website and what I found shocked me. Let's go over it together. First thing I noticed when going to their website was their logo. And you can see it right there, clear as day. WeatherTech with the as above, so below symbolism. They have the rainbow on the top and the solid line on the bottom. This was not by accident. What we see here on the main page, environmental friendly rainfall enhancement. Think rain. WeatherTech ionization technology, most advanced technology to enhance precipitation. WeatherTech ionization technology enhances rainfall in semi-arid regions, covering thousands of kilometers. The ionization increases natural rainfall development by mimicking the sun's ionization, and it's completely environmental friendly without generating any waste products. Ionization enhances the effect of the sun. The ionization technology is based on charging aerosols in the atmosphere with the third generation WeatherTech emitter stations at the ground. The aerosols carry negative charges to the clouds, which enhance condensation processes and growth of water particles, e.g. liquid drops and ice structures, by triggering the natural microphysical processes in the clouds. When entering this influenced area, rain cells grow in size, strengthen rainfall intensity, and extend lifespan. WeatherTech experts have gathered many years of experience to control this process in over 150 rainfall enhancement cases on three continents where they increase the amount of precipitation. So in the last paragraph here, we see what they're trying to do is tell us that this technology is not to be feared. Oh, we need to embrace this. It's not harmful. Everything will be fine. We just have to embrace the change. Yeah, right. Okay, let's see what they have to say about this. Negative ions are employed in hospitals and offices by numerous ionizers to create a better health or work environment. Furthermore, no chemicals are used or waste products left afterwards like other rainfall enhancement technologies, i.e. cloud seeding by planes. They're just admitting here, i.e. cloud seeding by planes, the chemtrails are real. Let's move on. Experts believe that this is by far the largest source for additional fresh water on Earth, and has been defined by the Munich Security Conference as black swan technology. Right out of the horse's mouth again. Black swan technology. Alright. They go on to tell us the right solution at the right time with global impact for an imminent problem. So we have an imminent problem right now, and that imminent problem is we don't have enough rain, right? So we need this company to ionize our atmosphere and give us rain, right? No. Alright, so in this diagram here, they're trying to show us how it works. And it's pretty interesting if you think about it, because what are they doing here? What do you see? Well, they're taking poles and putting pyramid structures on the top and shooting electricity through these pyramid structures into our atmosphere. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. They're literally using pyramids to shoot electricity in the atmosphere to make clouds. All right, so let's go over this diagram together. So, and you can see the number one right there. You have dust particles that lay dormant. You have the sun. And then you have high voltage electrical power. High voltage is provided to the emitters on the ground requiring solar power. Okay, so apparently they have solar power, or, you know, they probably are hooked up to the grid. They're just not telling us about it. All right, and you go over right there to number two. You can see the pyramid structure with the pole, and then you have a reverse pyramid underground, as above, so below. It looks like it's the cables that are holding up the pole form another pyramid, right? So what this does is takes the positive ions that are in the ground naturally, charges them, and shoots them through the pyramid into the sky. This is not made up. This is exactly, I mean, it seems fake, but they're actually doing this, guys. Okay, so number two, it says they emit trillions of ions into the atmosphere that connect to aerosols. Ooh, so there's charged aerosols in the sky. Where do these aerosols come from? Are they natural or are they placed there? Okay, this is getting very suspicious. All right, and number three, you see, they create a plume of negative charges which elevates by natural updrafts and winds. So they're literally just shooting the atmosphere full of ions with electricity, and they're just hoping that the wind is going to pick it up. Okay, the Earth's electric field will get slightly influenced. And then you can see on number five, cloud particles such as ice nuclei and droplets become charged near cloud boundaries, increasing their growth speed drastically. And then six, you can see they finally started to make it rain. And look at the top. They have a satellite, okay? Where do they talk about satellites? They don't. So they just show us a picture of a satellite that's beaming down some sort of probably EMF onto this cloud in conjunction with their negative ions, okay? Enhanced clouds are developed and rainfall occurs potentially up to 100 or hundreds of kilometers away. It's unbelievable. They're just showing us exactly how they do it. Alright, let's move on to the next picture here. Alright. Says, multiple benefits. Areas of applications for WeatherTech technology. Number one, we have on the left, rainfall enhancement. Description. Enhance rainfalls by mimicking nature. Okay, what did I say earlier? They're trying to mimic nature. They're trying to mimic God. They're trying to steal the earth away from God. Grow rain cells and intensify rainfall. Okay? Self-explanatory there. Areas of influence are thousands of kilometers away. Wow. Impact. Thousands of kilometers away. That means these pyramid structures can impact you even if you don't know they exist. So this is real, folks. All right. Impact. Increase available fresh water. Okay. Irrigate farmlands. Reduce fires. Support reforestation. Mitigate migration due to droughts. oh, so all the impact is good. There's no negatives that could come from this. They're telling us literally everything that can happen is positive. All right, move over to the right. You see a mountain. It says snowfall enhancement. Ooh. Same process as rain enhancement with snow as precipitation. Employed at freezing temperatures below freezing point. Wow. Impact. Secure water reserves. Build ice pack. Support winter tourism. Increase snowpack. Moving on. Cloud coverage. Increase cloud coverage when enough humidity is available. Reduce temperature by 5 degrees Celsius or more. I mean, this is just unbelievable. I can't believe this is real. Impact of cloud coverage. Save lives in heat waves. Oh, wow. How altruistic of these guys. They want to save lives. Yeah, right. Reduce consumption of electricity for ACs and water irrigation. Oh, how nice. They want to reduce electricity. Improve quality of life. Here you have, okay, so seeding rain, seeding snow, and seeding clouds with this technology. Not one negative so far. Everything is positive. All right, let's look at fog reduction. Increase size of fog droplets until they drizzle and rain down. Optimal for cold fogs, no to few wind. Impact. Increase security through reduced or dissipated fog airports, seaports, and highway sections. Oh, here we have increased security. I mean, where have you heard that before? All right, what else? Additional sources of fresh water. So this is just a miracle, guys, right? This is a miracle technology. Yeah, right. It says right here at the bottom of the page, the most environmentally friendly technology. No chemicals. Wow. Purge negative ions and clean operation. Scrolling down the page, they give us a nice chart. Okay, all you chemtrail researchers are going to be very, very excited to see this because they're admitting chemtrails are real. We all know they're real, but here's another piece of evidence for your evidence locker. Okay, so the highest potential in generated fresh water. So what they're doing here is they're giving us a chart. They're comparing WeatherTech technology to cloud seeding, which is chemtrails, and then to desalinization, which is converting seawater into fresh drinking water. Okay, so description. WeatherTech. Charge humidity and clouds with ions. Reduce required humidity to generate rainfalls. Okay. Cloud seeding. Grow cloud droplets and ice nuclei through chemical agents. Listen to this. Chemical agents. Agents include silver iodide, potassium iodide, and we all know there's 10,000 more chemicals they're spraying. But they're openly admitting it right here. I mean, this is for all the world to see. Desalinization. Separate fresh water from seawater. Several technologies based on distillation or reverse osmosis. All right, so now we're going to go over the strengths of all three. So the strength of the WeatherTech system is rainfalls cover large areas over 1,000 kilometers. Most environmentally friendly technology. Okay, so now let's go to cloud seeding. The strength of cloud seeding is increase probability of rain generation from existing clouds. And the strength of desalination is acceptable at any seashore, quantity of generated fresh water predictable. All right, so we have some key limitations here that these guys want to point out to us. So the key limitations of the WeatherTech system is it requires areas with over 40% humidity. So this system won't work in the desert or it won't work in very dry, arid places such as Death Valley. The key limitations for cloud seeding are environmental concerns due to usage of chemicals, required specific clouds, and uneven performance. And the key limitations of desalinization are require sea access, extremely expensive, generation of large amount of wastewater and high energy consumption. So what are they telling us? They're telling us that chemtrails are very real and they have been using them. However, they are toxic and expensive. So they want us to switch to this. So let's move on move on down the page and see what else they have to say. So this is the same chart, just a little bit down the page. So now it's giving us energy required to make the water, annual operating costs, annual capital costs, capital investment, and operation. So if we're looking here at this cloud, this new ionization technology, it's extremely cheap. The operating costs are low. Zero capital investment. I don't see how that's possible because those pyramids look pretty expensive to me. And service by WTS. Okay, so just trust them. You know, they'll take care of everything for you. The fresh water production. 100% H2O molecules are formed by this technology. No minerals have been added to the drinking water, and it's perfect for plants. Oh, so there's no downsides. Once again, now let's move over to the chemtrail part of it. So energy for water is not available for the chemtrails because it's just, we all know it's pretty crazy. Annual operating costs, I believe this is in pounds, 100 million to 150 million pounds per year. And then, or is that euros? I'm sorry, euros. Annual capital costs, 11 million to 19 million euros per year if you want to do chemtrails. Capital investment, you need 150 to 250 million euros, and you need required aircraft and chemicals, obviously, to do the spraying. All right, water molecules and chemical residuals like silver iodide, potassium iodide, and cement powder. Cement powder. They're spraying cement powder into our skies. We all know of all the other heavy metals such as barium, and you know, the list just keeps going on. All right, poisoning in small quantities enters food chain through plants and animals. Okay, yeah, and we all know that that's planned. They want these chemicals to enter the food chain because these chemicals are part of their control mechanism. All right, I don't even want to read the part for the salty water because that doesn't really apply to us. So let's move on to the next page. The company goals here. WeatherTech's vision. WeatherTech is committed to mitigate severe droughts and bring additional fresh water in an environmental friendly way to hundreds of millions of people. WeatherTech has developed a unique technology to initiate and enhance rainfalls in even semi-arid regions, making it the world's largest additional freshwater reservoir. It is a green, leading-edge technology for more natural precipitation just by mimicking the sun's processes. They're mimicking the sun, they're trying to mimic God, and they're trying to mimic His creation. All right, so keep moving on here. Command and control. Everything under control. The WeatherTech Command and Control Room is the heart of the system monitoring and operation in all ionization sites. German meteorologists, IT experts, atmospheric physicists, and engineers work together to prepare the best forecasts to ensure real-time control of the operations. Customized high-resolution weather models are applied in collaboration with local meteorological institutes. Worldwide experience. Think rain. So these are the companies that they are openly admitting to cloud seeding or creating fake rain. They've done it in Australia twice, UAE twice, Jordan ongoing, and Switzerland. There is a lot more information on the website. I encourage you guys to go investigate this company for yourselves. Well, there you have it. Solid proof that yes, they are manipulating the weather. God bless you all.